The Wednesday Up Late podcast is made possible with help from Inspire 9. Located directly opposite Richmond train station, Inspire 9 is the best office space and co-working environment in Melbourne. And with cost-effective, flexible terms, it's the right solution for your business. Visit inspire9.com to take a virtual tour and see for yourself.
Welcome to Wednesday Up Late. I hope you've got your coffee ready and you're going to sit back and enjoy us. It is us. My name's Glenn.
My name's Chloe.
And we are the podcast that drops 10:30 on a Wednesday night and we just dribble shit and talk about movies. So we do appreciate you all listening and watching. And I do have to just quickly say off the bat this week, Chloe, from my side of this whole recording and conversation, it's a very visceral medium, this episode's one that you want to watch. So if you do listen to us through, you know, iTunes, Spotify, whatever, perhaps check us out on YouTube and Facebook, because this, the video of this will kind of will be more beneficial, let's just say.
Glad I did my hair this week, you know. glad I washed it.
Because what, we don't release a video every week?
Specifically mentioning it, I'm glad it's clean.
How are you this week?
Yeah, good. School holidays, you know how it is. Just tracking along as you do. Surviving is what we call it on school holidays. Yeah, we're surviving. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing good. I've spent my last week really going retro. I'm watching some old movies from the 80s and 90s. That's been the flavor of the week for me. So I watched and the movies I've watched have been inspired either by our show or Good Movie Monday.
Nice.
So I watched Cocoon 1 and 2 because Ben and I have sort of been referencing that over the last few weeks. I'm like, you know what? Fucking just watch them. You're talking about them all the time. Just watch them. And then I watched Beautiful Girls after our conversation and watched that with my wife the other night. And fuck, I have to bump it up into like my top 10 of all time. It's so good.
Really?
Oh, it's so
really
good.
Want to watch it now.
It's like a perfect movie, and we both just sat there going, fuck, this is just such an, just it flows so brilliantly and smoothly, and everything's just perfect about it.
I love that. Cocoon, though, is that the one with, what's his, Diabetes? Is that that guy?
Yeah, Wilford Brimley.
Okay. Yeah.
And the scary thing about that is Wilford Brimley, at the age that he made that, because it's all about senior citizens in a retirement village that sort of discover the fountain of youth thanks to these alien cocoons in a swimming pool, right? So they go swimming in this pool with these alien eggs and it gives them rejuvenation and life and they become youthful again. Wow. But Wilford Brimley, when he made this, as the old man in the retirement village, he was not much older than I am now.
No, really?
Yeah, I think he was only like, 49 or maybe edging 50 or something, like, but he just older and they aged him up as well. And
right. Okay.
And it's just terrifying when you're my age to know that, but tell you what,
things were
film.
A lot different. Things were a lot different. Well,
yeah. People aged and died earlier, like than what they do now back then. That is for sure. Like the average old person in Hollywood back then died when they were like 70 to 80.
Mm.
And now it's more like 90 to 100, but,
yeah.
Anyway, great film. That's directed by Ron Howard. Has Brian Dennehy, Jessica Tandy. It's just a huge, huge cast. It's a big ensemble. Barrett Oliver, the kid from Neverending Story, he's in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a wonderful film. And part two is just as good. Well, almost as good. And yeah, Beautiful Girls, so yeah, speaks for itself. But I also went to the cinemas last week.
Uh-huh.
And must spruik this. It's a great time for horror right now in cinema. Like, now that Marvel's died down, Disney are out of favor with people and not doing much. Horror is sort of sweeping in and taking up all the cinema screens. So we had the first Omen came out last week, and it's wonderful. Like, nobody had thought this would be a good film, and the reviews from all around the world are like, how fucking good is this Omen? It fits in perfectly with the franchise. So
nice.
And Civil War was the other one, which is just like amazing, incredible, modern, almost futuristic war film all about sort of a dystopian American future where they've descended into civil war, and it's done like a Vietnam War film, but modern.
Wow. That sounds right up my alley.
Intense and grueling and terrifying. And it just proposes a massive it's a cautionary tale. It's a what if scenario. Like, if we keep going the way we're going and disagreeing on everything, and you know, we're fraction, like we've got fractions and all this kind of stuff, then this is what's going to happen. So yeah, just very, very cool. And it doesn't take a political side, which is what I loved about it. It's right on the middle, made by a British guy that's looking from the outside in and saying, what the fuck are you doing? Like, your country's, you know, on the precipice right now. Just sort your shit out and you know,
yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it is a cautionary tale, but people don't listen. So, no, I mean.
Well, that's it. But it's a great film regardless. It is really good.
Nice. Yes. I like it. Well, I did you a proud this week. I didn't watch Beautiful Girls. I haven't yet watched Beetlejuice.
That's okay.
But I was in a bit of a funny mood on the weekend. And I didn't really feel like reading, and I didn't really feel like watching TV, and I didn't really feel like scrolling, and I didn't want to go to sleep. Like, I was just in one of those funky moods. So I ended up scrolling on TV, and I saw Tubi pop up. Tubi?
Yep, Tubi.
The app, whatever it is. And I remember hearing you speak about it. Anyway, so I downloaded it on the TV, and I just started scrolling through to see if anything sort of grabbed my attention. And literally the only thing that grabbed my attention was a movie that you will appreciate. And I don't know why it did, but it was Tremors.
I should have worn my Tremors t-shirt.
So far out of left field for me.
What the fuck? Yeah, that is so not a movie. I mean, it's a movie I would have thought she would probably like this, but she probably wouldn't think to watch it is what I would think.
No, it's not something that I like gravitate towards, but like, I don't know, they have like the 15-second clips that run through it, and I'm just like, yeah, all right, cool, whatever. And I recognize the guy. I couldn't put a name to his face for a little while, which is really embarrassing. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin
by
Bacon,
the way.
Of course, and Fred Ward, legends. Michael Gross as well.
Yeah, and so I watched Tremors.
Amazing, like one of the great creature features. Like, it is it's considered by fans to be like a bit of a modern B-movie masterpiece. It's got a huge cult following. You go to all the conventions, you can meet the stars of it and all that kind of stuff. And there's 7 movies in the franchise. There's a TV series in the franchise. The first one was, the creature effects were done by the guys that made Jurassic Park. Like, it's just a wonderful movie.
Can I just say, right, I didn't expect to love this movie.
Yeah.
And I probably don't, I'm not going to say that I do love it.
Yeah.
But I liked it a lot more than I thought that I would.
Because it's fun and it's funny.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And like you said, the creatures in it, despite being like gimmicky bee sort of creatures, worked so well.
Yeah.
The way that they angled the cameras when they were like from the perspective of the creatures, the way
graboids.
That they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way they did the effects, the way they did everything. I thought it was just perfection.
Yes.
For that
yes.
movie. Absolute perfection.
That's the name of the town, Perfection.
It is. It sure is. I'm not going to say that I loved everything about it, but I really, really liked watching it.
It's a fantastic, fantastic show. Yeah. Great franchise. Michael Gross, Reba McEntire, yes. The guy that plays Burt Gummer, the military guy, Reba's husband, right? Mm-hmm. Did you recognize him? Maybe you're a bit too young. He was the dad from Family Ties.
Okay. Yeah. No, wasn't.
Okay. Yeah. Your mum would probably appreciate that reference.
My mum would.
Okay. All right. Cool. Anyway, Tremors, fantastic. Like I said, 7 movies. They really explore the graboids and their life cycle. They sort of morph into other creatures like ass blasters and shriekers. And yeah, I, you know, that excites me that you like that. So
yeah, I think I'm going to have to get into the next couple of movies as well, because I did enjoy it a lot.
And also this is a subgenre of horror that you're enjoying.
I
like that.
I think this is sort of my area. I think I have found my area that I can gravitate towards too.
So if you like that stuff, I would suggest maybe something like Critters.
Okay.
Yeah, which has, you know, Billy Zane in it, and it's just a very, very
Zane.
young Billy Zane too, with his hair. And that is a very fun creature feature movie that's funny, a little bit scary, kind of like Tremors. It's like that kind of vibe. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think I can get into it.
I could talk for this whole episode about Tremors if you want. So, as I said, my side of the show is going to be a bit visceral, right? So I want you to have your phone on you, Chloe.
I've got my phone on
me. Okay, so we're just going to start. We're just going to warm things up. Just send you a couple of funny things, see if you appreciate. Just to give people an idea, just give me a second here. I'll bring it all up. People at home are going to see what you're getting as well, just so you know.
Okay, all right.
All right, so first one. There you go.
All right.
Excellent. They can see it.
Love it.
So excellent. And like I said, the people that are listening and not watching this, this is where you're going to have to really tune into the video. One more.
It's funny. Do it.
On. One more before we move on, which I thought you'd like. There we go.
Okay.
Excellent. So we're getting a feel. We're getting a feel for the visuals here.
Oh my god.
Oh, so I don't mean to kill you.
So, friend of the show, Owen,
mm-hmm.
knows how much I love Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
And so any sort of Lord of the Rings meme like this that pops up that he finds, he always sends it to me.
Yeah.
And like it'll be during the day or at night or whenever. Always, always makes me giggle. I love them so much.
Excellent.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
That's okay. So let's just dive into some gameplay. Let's do some stuff.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. This particular week, we have not planned anything other than we've secretly got games for each other to play that the other's not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to put it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Who's going first? Dealer's choice.
You can go first.
Okay. So I've got a game that we kind of have played before, but I've changed it just slightly.
Okay.
It's called This or That.
Excellent. Not too far removed from what I'm about to do.
Oh, cool. I love that we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, then. Totally.
All right. So my first This or That is, because you are a professional journalist, you do heaps of interviews, that's your job. I want to know, would you rather only interviews where you have to wake up at 3 a.m. because of time difference?
Which is not uncommon.
Uh-huh. So you can only do like 3 a.m. interviews.
Yeah.
Or every movie experience for the next full year that you go to is completely filled with obnoxious teenagers.
Oh, fucking hell. It'd be the interview, the 3 a.m. interviews for sure.
It's, you would rather that?
Yeah, I mean, because the awesome thing about my job is that I do kind of get to dictate my own hours to a degree. So I would be able to just adjust my body clock to that one because I could then sleep further into the day and, you know, start my work later. And yeah, sure. And I do enjoy it. Like, I'll either
stay up. Do you think you would be on your game though at 3 a.m.? Do you think you would be like
100%. So
the best version?
Yeah, 100%, because the best work that gets done, and this applies to pretty much every facet of my job. If I've got like some really particularly big assignments coming up, I won't start them until 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, right? God.
And then I'll work through to maybe 2:30, 3 in the morning. And that's because most writers would agree that's when the creative juices flow, is like in the midnight hour, they say, because it's, you know, everyone else is asleep. There's a whole different atmosphere just around you at nighttime. And I live for it. Get yourself a nice cup of coffee. Just the creative juices are flowing. And yeah, so a few weeks ago, I had to get up to interview a couple of people at 4 in the morning. And I love that, like, because I'm just, you know, I'm on.
I am so the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I can be a night owl, but my night owlish hours end at about 10:30. Right?
Yeah.
And so even if I go to bed at 10:30, I still, like, my body won't want to wake up till like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
With my kids and everything, I still have to wake up at like 5:30 in the morning to get them ready for school and work and all that kind of stuff. And it kills me.
Yeah, but
kills
you know
me.
What?
I can't do early mornings. I cannot.
I've been there though. Like, it was when our kids were younger, I had to get up and put, you know, drive them to school as well. So back then I had to go to bed earlier. So I know exactly what you're talking about, right? But now that I don't have that worry because our kids drive. Like, they, you know, they're adults. And so now I've just got the luxury of being able to just dictate my own hours. So long as I meet deadlines and fulfill the agreed upon hours per day, doesn't matter where those hours fall.
Lucky.
Do you have another one, or was that the
Yeah,
one?
I got a few.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
All right. So, This or That. Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds. You're buying into the feud. I'm so sorry.
Well, that's a tough one because I kind of don't like either in equal measure. In equal measure,
Okay.
like I do like them in equal measure, and I don't like them in equal measure. If that makes sense,
right, right.
They annoy me to the same degree in different ways. Maybe Hugh Jackman, a little bit more versatile, less obnoxious. Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I got one more for you.
Awesome.
This or That. An Aussie-made movie made with only American actors who put on bad Aussie accents, or an American-made movie with only Aussie actors who put on bad American accents.
That's a fantastic question. I love that one.
Yeah.
That's a hard one too. I think I'll just go with the Australian movie with American actors putting on bad accents.
You would rather that?
Well, I would prefer to. I like because I get a kick out of seeing like A-listers come and make Australian films, right? I get a real buzz out of that because, you know, we've been doing it for decades. It's the only way some films can really get an audience because they need to pitch for that international market. So I enjoy that factor. I don't enjoy the prospect of either of these scenarios that you've proposed, right? But I also really don't like watching Aussies fail at something
Okay.
like that. So I'd rather watch an American fail and still get a kick out of them trying than the other way around.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Like me personally,
yeah,
I struggle listening to Australian. I struggle listening to myself back
I know
on
this is
our
an issue you
recordings.
have.
I
This is
really, really struggle. So listening to an American put on an Aussie accent, especially when it's bad, is like,
mind
it
you,
like,
I realized last week when, or the week before, when you mentioned the bad accents at the end of Point Break, one of them was Peter Phelps, who's Aussie.
I don't know whoever was speaking, but it was terrible.
Well, one of them was Aussie.
Well, he's not a very good one if it was him.
Not a very good Aussie.
Nah, we've taken his card back. He's not
All
allowed.
Right. So now what I want to ask you is to pick one and the others disappear forever.
Oh, I hate these. You
I
always make them so
know.
hard for me.
Yeah, and these ones are interesting.
Oh, God.
Okay, so the first one would be Reservoir Dogs, Terminator, Seven, or Forrest Gump.
So I can only pick one.
Yeah, and the other three just, they go forever. Never heard of, never known.
Terminator or Terminator 2? Like
Terminator.
the first. Okay, so Reservoir Dogs, Terminator.
Seven or Forrest Gump.
Oh.
It's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, it's got to be Reservoir Dogs.
What?
Yes.
No, that's the wrong answer, but
It's
okay.
It's not the wrong answer.
Justify it.
I can't.
My theory there would
like,
be without Reservoir Dogs, you won't have Quentin Tarantino. It's the
well,
movie that
100%.
launched him. Right, so that means you forego the future of Tarantino films. Whereas if you were to lose maybe
Hang on,
Forrest.
no, I'm picking Reservoir Dogs to stay.
Oh, you're picking it to stay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Whew.
Is that what we were doing?
Yeah, it is. I fucked up. Yeah.
Okay.
No,
I'm
that's
like, it's definitely not the wrong answer.
All right. No, that's, I don't even know if that's a correct answer, but. Yeah,
Look,
okay. I'll
Forrest
give it to you.
Gump, I understand. It's a
Yeah.
classic. Terminator 1, I can forego because Terminator 2 is where it's at. Seven, great
No,
movie.
no,
Also,
no. But if you were
Reservoir
to.
Dogs, you can't.
But
You
if you.
can't erase that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Next one.
Okay.
Back to the Future, Little Shop of Horrors, The Neverending Story, and Die Hard.
What the fuck,
Pick
man?
one, lose the others.
What the fuck? You're gonna. I'm sorry. You say them, and then my mind goes blank because I'm so angry.
Back to the Future, Little Shop of Horrors, Neverending Story, and Die Hard.
Oh my God.
Pick one.
Make me. Sorry. I'm feeling
kick.
a little feisty after
I'll
this one.
kick you out of the chat.
like Back to the Future stays.
Okay. Good answer. Good answer.
I'm really mad at you.
Well, there's two more
Little Shop of Horrors, like,
yep.
And Die Hard.
Yep. And Never Ending Story.
Yeah, but.
Okay. Next one.
Yeah.
Okay. So Saving Private Ryan. Toy Story. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Or Pulp Fiction.
Are you evil or what?
Very, very happy with myself right now.
Are you evil?
Pick one.
Well, you know what I'm going to pick because Saving Private Ryan is in like my top five favorite films of all time. So
that's a shame to lose all those others.
Yeah, I know.
All right, next one. Okay, Wizard of Oz, Fellowship of the Ring, Grease, or Donnie Darko? You know what to do.
You're a psychopath. You are. You're a psychopath for doing this to me.
Pick one.
Yeah. Excuse me. This is really, this weighs on my emotions.
We've officially fucked on camera because I've just fucked with your brain.
You've short-circuited me. It's short-circuited.
Wizard of Oz, Fellowship of the Ring, Grease, or Donnie Darko. One stays, the others go.
Lord of the Rings is staying.
Okay.
I stand by it. I'm really mad at you.
All right. Excellent.
So mad at you right now.
Hey, you know what happened on Monday?
No, tell me.
Malzy returned to the show, Good Movie Monday. Yes. Yeah. So this is obviously where I'm going to spruik the other show that we do, Good Movie Monday.
Babe.
Everybody should go to goodmoviemonday.com and have a listen to that. It's a fantastic episode. Myself, Ben, and Malzy have a kind of a loose theme of war films that we talk about. It's just a fun episode, really snappy, and wanted to get that in there because Malzy hasn't been on the show since, I think, the Christmas episode.
Oh, she's such a little spitfire. I love her so much. I had to go into the city, the same week that I saw the two people fucking in the buildings.
Yep.
And I sent you a photo. I sent everyone a photo.
Not of
I
the people fucking.
No.
No.
No, that would be bad. I was just at Southern Cross train station and all of a sudden this beautiful person just starts walking past me and I realize it's Melzy. I'm like, hey, girlfriend. And we took a selfie and it was so nice to see
her. And she did the whole,
she didn't. And she knows if she did, I get it.
All right. Let's play a fun visual game. I got two games lined up for you that are visual.
Okay.
And they're very similar games, but I enjoy these. I want to see how they go. The first one is Name This Movie. I'm going to send you some sort of really extreme close-ups of movie scenes.
Okay.
See if you can pick what movie it's from. This particular game, I feel like I've made it a little bit easy for you. So have your phone.
And are the pictures going to pop up on the screen for the audience to see as well?
Yeah, I explained that at the start of the show. All right.
You are a sass pants today, can I just say?
Sass pants. We've got ourselves a name for the episode. Okay. 1 second. Just got to
write it down.
Yep.
Fucking Glenn the sass pants.
Oh, okay. That's even better. Okay. All right. So first one's coming at you.
All right.
Now.
Okay.
What movie's that?
Well, for people who are listening and not watching, it is a picture of a floor with three arms on it. One, you can't see any clothes on it. And the second one, you can see a white shirt on it. Now, this is obviously Dirty Dancing.
Yep. There you go.
Thank you.
Excellent. All right. Next one. These are very easy, I reckon.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. So for our players listening, I can see a concrete wall. I can see tracks on the ground. I can see the back of a yellow car and a man's cargo pants, and it's raining. This is obviously Jurassic Park.
Correct. All righty. Yeah, I'm going to make this one. We're going to do this again. I'm going to make it so much harder.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Next one. she knows it.
So for people playing at home, it is again a picture of hands holding. You can see a person's mouth about to kiss the hand. You can see another person with a white shirt on and some feathers behind them, which is obviously a still from Romeo and Juliet.
Incorrect. No, it is correct. Last one.
Okay.
What movie is this?
Oh. Oh. So it is a picture of somebody rollerblading on the road. You can see them in their fluoro rollerblades and some stretchy denim pants. You can see a sweatband and they're holding onto a rope, which is, I'm assuming, attached to something, which I know what this is from. So it's attached to a bike and that's Napoleon Dynamite.
Indeed it is. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So lesson to be learnt. Make it much harder next time.
Make it so much harder. That was a fun game. I like that one.
Awesome.
We're doing that again.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right. I want you to tell me, Glenn.
Uh-huh.
We haven't done this in a little while. And that's mostly because we agreed on everything. So I've tried to make it a little bit sort of more controversial. It's not even that controversial, but I want you to tell me if the topics that I'm going to throw at you, overrated, underrated.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yep.
Where do you stand on celebrity feuds?
Celebrity feud, obviously just overrated. I don't like gossip. I don't like tabloid. It's of no interest to me. So I don't really care for it. I don't give a fuck what celebrities think of each other. It just does nothing for me. And so, yeah, could not give less of a fuck.
I think you're in the minority in that opinion, definitely. And I would love to agree with you. However, I do get sucked in to a good celebrity feud. It kind of fuels my fire a little bit. So,
well, you've got a juicy one now, right now, happening with Rebel Wilson and Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, I know.
Where do you stand on that? Or are you just going to sit in the middle and wait?
Never liked Sacha Baron Cohen.
Whereas I have never liked Rebel Wilson. So
there
like,
you go. Yeah. I've never liked him. Borat was probably the only good thing he did, and that still made me really uncomfortable.
Didn't love Ellie G?
Yeah, sort of. Like, I had a giggle, but he makes me cringe more than he makes me do anything else, which could be the point, but I just hated
it is the point.
feelings he made me feel.
It's to challenge your comfort zone.
Absolutely, and he did that, definitely. Yeah, but now I know it's just because he's a big fucking creep.
Well, I don't know. That's where we need to sort of wait and let this unfold, because he's come out with you know, very compelling proof that none of what she's saying is true.
Even if she is telling porcupines.
Porcupines?
I will probably still be backing Rebel, because I've always been a Rebel. Ever since Fat Pizza, I've always been a Rebel fan. I think she's funny. She makes me laugh. I don't know. I like her.
Okay.
And
well, that's all right. Well, the fact that you think she's funny puts you in the minority. So we're sort of, you know, leveled out there.
There you go.
Yeah. Because she's anything but, anyway.
All right. So where do you stand on Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Is he overrated? Underrated? He's not underrated, but like, is he overhyped?
Okay. Look, this is a tricky one, because my opinion of him changes. I think overall he is overrated. Definitely in the early days of his career, I'm like, yeah, fuck, way overrated, right? This guy doesn't offer anything. But then he's done some stuff that I really like, right? And I think he is quite good when he's on screen, and what he does, he's got charisma, he's got flexibility in his range and all that kind of stuff. But having said that, most of what he attaches himself to is pre-existing properties that have already proven to be profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
he's not doing anything new.
No, well, he does some things.
Kind of
new.
Apart from Moana, he was quite heavily invested in Moana, but apart from that.
Yeah, I mean, the movies that have done the biggest sort of box office for him are things that existed before he came along. Like Jumanji was a big thing before he came along.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and the Furious was a big thing before he came along. You know, I just feel like he's sort of just jumping on bandwagons that have proven to be winners. And
sure.
Yeah, so I think he's a bit overrated in that regard. But when he is on screen, he's great. I loved him in Jungle Cruise particularly. I thought that was excellent, and I thought he was excellent. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think he's – my opinion's not that strong, let's put it that way.
Have you seen his new product that he's selling?
Oh, fuck, no. What is it?
Can you throw out a guess at what you think this new product is? I just want to see what your guesses would be.
Is it like a protein shake?
No.
Is
Give me
it...
one more guess.
Is it food related?
No.
Oh, okay. Skincare?
Close. He's now selling shampoo and conditioner.
Oh. Hilarious.
Do you not think that's a little...
Well, ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said hilarious. Like, I get the joke.
Dumb. Come on. Like, just stick to selling alcohol like other celebrities, yeah, okay? Well, fuck off.
He's doing it for the irony. That's the selling point. I really do. Or was this something that you saw on April the 1st and you didn't click?
No, it wasn't.
All right. Yeah. Excellent. All right.
Last but not least, Dirty Dancing.
Way overrated. But
why? Why?
But I like the movie. I just like the movie, but I don't think it is so good to have deserved the cult status that it has. I can think of better films that came out around that time that are much, you know, much more worthy of a cult status. I don't even know why that one has a cult status. I think it's just got a couple of iconic images that have made it everlasting. You know, like the up in the air kind of lift and don't put baby in a corner, all that kind of shit. But it's just, yeah, it just doesn't float my boat.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm not going to agree with you on that one whatsoever. I think for the time it was coming out, it was talking about sort of issues as well that sort of weren't being sort of heavily talked about in movies as well, like abortion and all that kind of stuff. So I thought it did bring quite a lot to the forefront. And when I first saw that movie, I had absolutely zero idea what was going on in any of those scenes. I did not get it. Mm-hmm. I did not understand whatsoever. And I think the great thing about movies like Dirty Dancing that have that sort of context within it is that they have a lot of layers. So when you do watch and rewatch, you're discovering new things. Mm-hmm. Even now, if I went back to watch it, I'd probably discover something new that I hadn't noticed about it before. Mm. So that's what I enjoy about that movie.
Like I said, I don't dislike it. I've seen it probably 10 or 11 times, you know.
Mm.
It's not something I would not watch if it was on offer. Like, it's fine. But, just the cult status thing annoys me a bit. Here's controversy for you. I like Havana Nights more than Dirty Dancing.
I love Havana Nights.
Yep. Yep.
Love.
I think it's a better movie. It also has a lot of issues in there that, you know,
I definitely don't think it's a better movie. But this is, I don't know, people who haven't been here from the very beginning, if you go back to the very beginning of Up Late, I was very, very, very set on the fact that second movies were dumb and stupid and didn't need to be there. That has all completely changed, obviously, because I was a dumbass and I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Whereas the second movie in this, yes, I love it. I think it's great. And my girlfriend and I in high school, we just watched and rewatched this movie. This is where I fell in love with Diego Luna. Like, love him. But it's not better than the first one. Definitely not.
Fair enough. That's just a matter of opinion. The only thing I'd really find annoying about it is that Patrick Swayze came back as a different character and I didn't like that.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Patrick Fazy, fucking hell.
Get it right.
Would you like to play another image game?
Yes.
Okay. So this is Guess the Movie Poster.
Okay.
So I'll send you one now. Let me just go back to my folder here. First one. I think these are very easy when I'm looking at them, but I don't know if you're as tuned into posters as I am. So first one.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay. And at first glance, I want to say Scarface.
Yep, Scarface.
Scarface?
It is. Yep, there we go. Okay, so
I couldn't remember if Scarface was in that color, like the orange, ready sort of colors. So yeah. I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah. And look, I've once again, I think I've really gone easy on you with these because they're kind of iconic in their image, in their shape.
Okay.
Next one. Next one.
All right.
I reckon that's simple.
Easy. Yep. Silence of the Lambs. Yep.
Yep. I hardly even need to send you the official one, but there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Really easy one for you. I'll make sure I've got the right one. I do.
Oh, Terminator 2.
Yes.
Sorry.
What took you so long on that one?
There's a bit of dead silence there. I'm kind of like, what? No.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ugh,
Jesus.
Look at him.
All right. We're just testing the waters with these games. We're going to come back to it. Trust me. I like this.
I like it. I like it. We're going to make it hard on each other.
Yeah. I wonder if we should do these for one of our live episodes in Inspire 9.
Absolutely. We should.
All right. Cool. Here we go. This one's a throwback.
Oh.
This one's a throwback to our last episode.
Oh, no. A throwback to our last. Okay, so I'm seeing a little blue, seeing a little black, and like a horizontal, like maybe someone's running or something. Or it could be, is it Point Break?
No. Get two guesses and then I'll reveal.
Okay.
I can give you a hint if you want.
No.
Okay.
Throwback to our last one.
Let's just say in the last episode, you thought you knew a movie and its poster. You technically got it wrong with the title that came out of your mouth, but I knew what you were thinking. So I don't know. Yeah. Yes.
I'm trying to remember now.
I can give you a visual clue if you want.
Free Willy? Oh, E.T.?
No, that was boom, boom. We're talking.
Oh. No, I have no clue.
There you go. Coming through.
Oh, Evil Dead.
Yes.
Okay.
So last week you said Return of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm.
But I know in your head you were thinking Evil Dead because of
Evil
the hand
Dead.
Coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Because I'm like, you know, with hand. Yes, I remember now.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Wow.
I love those games.
That was a good one.
And I've just gone and clogged up our messenger chat with lots of pictures.
That's fine. That's fine by me. And I hope I had lots of people trying to correct me as well in that last episode as to, that's not what it's called, Chloe. Get it right, fuck! It's supposed to be a movie podcast!
It was still a zombie movie.
Yes. Yeah. I've got a classic one for us for our last one. Well, for you. You were always really good at this game. So, we're just going to do order of release.
Oh, I hate this. Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
I've jumbled it all up.
Mm.
All right. So we're going to go Snatched.
As in the Amy Schumer one?
Yes.
Okay.
Skeleton Twins.
Yep.
Sisters. Bad Mums.
What Sisters?
That's the one Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So say them again.
Okay. So you got Snatched.
Yep.
So that's with Amy Schumer the Skeleton Twins, Sisters, and Bad Mums.
Skeleton Twins, Sisters, Bad Mums, Snatched.
Yeah. What the flip? Shut the front door, sassy pants. How did you even get that first try?
Well, because I used to own a video store and I remember them all getting released.
Oh,
and I sort of have in my head, I sort of have roughly, you know, when they come out.
Whatever. All right, let's do this one then.
Okay.
Red Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Wolverines. E.T.
Yep.
Weird Science. Risky Business.
E.T., Risky Business, Red Dawn, Weird Science. Yeah?
See, fuck you, all right? Fuck you. And this is why I'm throwing them at you and I'm not getting them back.
Okay.
All right, last one.
Yep.
Bring It On.
Mm-hmm.
Two Hands. The Big Lebowski.
Yep.
And The Castle.
Oh, The Castle fucks me up. Okay, hang on. Say them again.
Bring It On.
Yep.
Two Hands.
Yep.
The Big Lebowski.
Yep.
The Castle.
The Castle, Two Hands, Big Lebowski, Bring It On.
No.
Castle, Two Hands, Bring It On, Big Lebowski.
No. One more try.
No, I can't. I've lost the images in my head. All right, no, throw it at me.
All right, so you got The Castle, which you got 90, that right.
97?
Yep, 97. Big Lebowski, 98.
98, yep.
Two Hands, 99, Bring It On, 2000.
Yep, so in my head, what fucked me up there was Two Hands. I thought it was much mm-hmm. earlier than what it was. I thought that was like 96 or something like that. Like,
yeah, because Australia got the 90s like a little bit later than everybody else. We're kind of backwards, that one.
Yeah, wow, interesting. I like that game. I didn't like it, but I do now.
You almost fucking nailed that one, man.
Oh, well, I'm pretty – we can. I can always cut that last one out.
Fucking typical.
Oh, time to wrap it up. We're getting the old heave-ho. The music has started. Thanks, everybody, for watching. It is a watching episode. I've had a lot of fun. I hope you have too, probably.
I have lots of fun. Those new games rocked my socks.
Oh, I rocked their socks. I love that. Yeah. And go to goodmoviemonday.com and just choose that up late drop down tab, and that will just take you to where you need to be. We do have a Facebook group. Join it, and you can obviously watch our episodes, but we just throw up some questions and we invite some engagement from you. Just have a bit of a chat, chin wag with us, all that kind of stuff. TikTok, there's lots of our clips on TikTok, like, short 30-second to 5-minute clips of, I guess you would say, good bits from the show.
Good bits. Excellent. From Good Movie Monday.
Yes. And last week, if you missed it, we were at Inspire 9. We did the live at the desk kind of episode, and that's a good one to go back and have a listen to because you get
so fun. Stuff, So fun.
Yeah. Boom, boom. Yeah. And you get some really great cock pics from Chloe.
So many. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, that is it. I'll see you next week.
Bye.